class, the same kind of elite culture. And so its power grows in a way after one graduates.
This is no old boy network. This is no, you know, I'll pat your back, you pat mine. This is not, oh, you got the same tie as me, so we're okay. This is a vicious group of interbreeding bloodlines seeking to impose their will and their structure of life upon the global population.
My feeling is that Skull and Bones is less a conscious conspiracy, less a cabal than a kind of unconscious community of interests that people who have power in American society tend to gravitate together. A lot of conspiracy theorists take, you know, what I thought was a kind of complex, nuanced view of how power works in America and paint a more lurid picture of a kind of, one-world conspiracy.
When we continue, Conspiracy's Unholy Three, the three secret societies where the elite go for postgraduate studies in global domination.
The actions that these secret societies have propagated through the last century or so have only led to wars, rebellion, dissension, depressions.
Each new member of Yale's Skull and Bones Society is given a secret nickname, supposedly known only to his fellow bonesmen. George W. Bush reportedly goes by the nickname Temporary.